Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf. And man, oh man, college football did not disappoint us on Saturday with the championship games and things along that nature. Georgia obviously dominated Alabama, but Indiana winning the Big Ten championship over the Ohio State was probably a pretty big deal. I'm going to say this in a sense that Indiana had home field advantage when things are at Lucas Oil Stadium. I mean, it does bode well if you're an Indiana Hoosier and a fan of the Hoosiers when you're playing in your home state to have the crowd completely behind you. So, kudos to Indiana taking down Ohio State. Great games, good stuff. Virginia losing to Duke. I think that that's pretty huge. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, Mr. College Football?
I am doing just great, and you've brought up some good points so far. Now it looks like, is it going to be Notre Dame? Is it going to be Miami in there? I know there's some people talking about Duke, but I'm like, you don't let a five-loss team into the playoff. I don't care if they've won their division or their conference at all, but it should be interesting. At about 10 o'clock our time, they're going to announce the playoffs, so we're going to be breaking some news here in about an hour, my man.
Sounds good to me. I'm excited. I can't wait to see who are the teams that are in. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with myself, Andy Dorf. You get Mike Wilson. You could join us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, Mike, so I'm not sure if we have John or not. I can't remember, but I'm ready to talk to you a little bit about what we saw on the football field from college football. But before we do that, I just want to say that ASU basketball team, man, I am extremely impressed with the guard play and just the way that everything is rocking and rolling for this team with a bunch of new guys here. They are fun. They are a fun watch, my friend.
Yes, they are a very fun watch. And I know I've said this in the last few weeks about them. They are unselfish. They play as a team. You know, all the things that you want, especially with what head coach Bobby Hurley is dealing with. I mean, he only had one returning scholarship player, so he's basically dealing with a whole new team of players. And he's even talked about, and I know I've mentioned this before as well, that he really likes this team, and one of the things that he really likes about it is when he subs out guys or, you know, changes players for whatever reason, he's not worried about their reaction when they get taken out. The last couple of years, he's talked about, you know, the guys kind of not necessarily throwing a fit, but there's some reaction that they get from being taken out of the game. He doesn't have that with this team. My question for you, Andy, is what do you think about their point guard, Mo? What do you think about him? I think he's a great point guard for this team. He's a pass-first kind of guy, even though he can light it up and score with the best of them. What do you think about Mo?
Again, man, I wouldn't have brought it up if I didn't like what I was seeing, and I'm actually really shocked about what I'm seeing. I've already thought in my head this is a Sweet 16 or better team. They just got guys that can go out there and ball. They come up with big plays. They're not afraid to take the big shots. Like, dude, they were hitting everything, man. Maybe they should just go down and play where the Suns play. I mean, seriously, they were shooting the lights out in that arena. So they can shoot. They can play. They get up and down. They're a fun watch. I truly think they're a Sweet 16 or better team. We do need to shift gears, though, because – just got word we do have John Poulter, professor of sports, to talk some NHL hockey. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. The Valley of the Sun is the Valley of the Cold right now. So, again, you're not going to hear Mike tease you about the weather or anything like that. And I know it's colder where you are, but holy heck, man. I don't know. I can't even keep my house at 72 degrees for crying out loud. It's so darn cold here. But I'm complaining about little things. Look, I'm looking at the standings, John, and in the Eastern Conference, Tampa Bay now on top of Boston. You have Montreal behind them. They're all pretty much neck and neck. Same thing with the Detroit Red Wings, who have slipped a little bit, but again, they're still in the mix there. Then you got to go to the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are after Detroit, and then the rest of them we'll kind of take a pass on. And then you look at the Metropolitan, where something has happened here, and the Capitals have regained the lead here in the Metropolitan, which is good because I think they were struggling a little bit, and now they've kind of found it. So good for them to get back on top of that Metropolitan. And then the Hurricanes are there. The Islanders are behind them. Pittsburgh's behind them. But it's all very, very close, obviously. Western Conference... I'd have to say right now, in my humble opinion, that's where the best hockey is being played, between Colorado and Dallas. Both those teams are ripping it up right now, John. And then the Wild are behind Dallas by 8 points and behind Colorado by 11 right now. And then there's that Utah team. They're just hanging in there, which is really cool to see. In the Pacific, Anaheim Ducks are on top, but my Vegas Knights have found themselves a lot in the last couple of weeks, and they've moved up a little bit. Los Angeles behind them, and then Edmonton behind them. So things have definitely shaken up a little bit in the NHL, John.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of change in all of the divisions since the last time we looked at the hockey standings, Andy. And to your point, there's not only been a lot of turnover, but there's also a lot of close races. You know, you look at the Atlantic Division as an example, and poor old Buffalo sitting in the bottom spot with 26 points. They're still only 8 points away from Tampa Bay, who are leading the league, leading the division, I should say. And, you know, keep in mind that Tampa Bay, with a three-point lead after kind of sitting in the middle of the pack for the first month or so of the season, and they're sitting in first place, even though they've lost three in a row. So that tells you how well they were playing up until this past week. So a lot of up and down in that Atlantic Division. I was at the Toronto-Montreal game last night, and the Leafs lost in a shootout. But quite frankly, it was one of the most boring hockey games I think I've taken in many a year. Neither team was sharp. The goaltending was good at times, and that kept the game close, but both teams kind of played the whole game at a walking pace. It was pretty embarrassing for Major League Hockey, quite frankly. If that's the caliber of hockey we're going to see for the rest of the season in that division, it's going to be tight until somebody runs away. And if Tampa can continue to play as well as they have the last 4 or 5 weeks, Tampa might be that team. And that really wasn't a team that we looked at as being a strong, super strong team at the start of the season.
John, good morning. Hope all is well. For Andy and I to be complaining about the cold, and keeping our house warm and all that kind of stuff, it's really first world problems for Andy and I down here in the Valley of the Sun. I'll say that much. But my question is simply this, and I heard some people talking about this the other day, and I just want to get your take on it. There are a ton of games in the NHL that are going to overtime, a ton of overtime games. Why do you think there's just been like an uptick in the amount of overtime games in professional hockey?
I think it's just the competitive balance we're seeing in hockey, and I think we're seeing it in all sports. Certainly we saw it in baseball a lot this year, an awful lot of close games, an awful lot of teams that were tied with the same record at the end of the season. That sort of indicates a bit of parity as well. I think in a lot of cases now there's just a lot of pressure not to lose, and accordingly teams are playing that way, and goaltenders are so big now that goals are few and far between. It certainly hasn't got to the stage where the sport of soccer has gotten to in terms of low-scoring defensive games, but hockey goaltenders now are so big and wear such big, light equipment. They can cover so much of the net. They play this butterfly style where they tend to go down on their sort of spreading their legs out in a V-shaped with the base of the V being at the knees. That sort of allows them with those big pads to cover more of the net. And quite frankly, if they're bigger athletes, they're better athletes. I think it's just the defensive piece of the game showing through. And if you don't get goals, you get parity.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. We pretty much have to go to break, so we'll go to break right now, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap a little bit more with you, John, about what's happening in the NHL, if that's okay. But yeah, we're up against a break, so we'll come back on the other side and we'll continue the discussion about NHL hockey. And again, those winter meetings, we're probably gonna have to get talking a little bit about something in Major League Baseball relatively soon, so. That's okay, too. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we'll continue the conversation with John Poulter, professor of sports, about NHL hockey. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. We're talking to John Poulter, our professor of sports, and you can get at him on the X thing at 12, John Poulter. John, I have a random question for you about NHL hockey, because I think about all the sports, and I think about who's the most dominant player, or who's the most dominant, or who's the best? And I'm just curious, who the best player in NHL hockey is, in your opinion? And is that player not only the best, are they the most dominant as well? So, like, what I mean by that is, some people might think Nikola Jokic is the best player in the league, but they might think that Giannis Antetokounmpo is the most dominant player in the league. Is there an individual like that in the NHL, or is it a couple of people that potentially might hold that title?
I think it's a couple of people, Andy, and you know, I think they're kind of a 1 and 1A, quite frankly. The two guys I'm thinking of are probably the ones that come to mind for most people. Certainly Connor McDavid in Edmonton is a guy with some terrific individual talent. I mean, this guy has 3 gears higher than anybody else in the league when it comes to skating, and he's very deft with handling the puck when he's going at top speed, and you know, he can be in and out of one end of the rink and into the other in a matter of 2 or 3 seconds and turn the whole game around. So he's got to be one of them. The other one is Nathan MacKinnon, and quite frankly, I've felt for some time that Nathan MacKinnon was a better all-round player and a player more valuable to his team and perhaps to the league than McDavid was, simply because MacKinnon is bigger than McDavid, he's more physical than McDavid, and he's at this point playing on a better team, and he's dominating the league while playing on a team that's dominating the league. So I'd have to give the vote right now to MacKinnon, but we might talk 60 days from now, and I might tell you that I think McDavid's the best player in the league because he's gone on a tear, and the Edmonton Oilers are at the top of the league. So to me, they're kind of 1 and 1A and have been for some time. Different styles of hockey. McDavid is more of an exciting type of guy, whereas MacKinnon is a solid type of guy, and he contributes in all phases of the game. So, long answer to your question, I think there's two guys, and I don't think there's an awful lot to separate them.
All right, so my follow-up to that would be this then, John. In the NBA, unlike NFL or college football, and even in college basketball, I'm going to say that it's probably similar. And the numbers are extremely similar. When you have 5 guys on the ice, you've got 5 guys on a basketball floor. So my next logical question to you is this. Is there one player that can literally take a game over the same way you have in the NBA or even college basketball, where one individual can be that much better than anybody else on the floor or on the ice in this particular occasion? But Is that the case as well, where there's one guy like a Connor McDavid? Is he just flat out better than everybody else on the ice?
I think you can take those same two names and you can add a couple more when you want to talk about it in those particular terms, somebody that can turn the game around on a dime. And I'm assuming here that we're talking about guys when they're 100% healthy.
Yes.
The two additional guys that come to mind would be Leon Draisaitl in Edmonton, who is kind of McDavid's sidekick. They tend to play together a lot on the power play. They have a great chemistry between the two of them in terms of setting up plays and so on and so forth. And I think the fourth guy that you got to add to that list, even though he's been in a terrible injury situation for the last year and a half, is Austin Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Matthews still, to me, is far from 100% healthy, but he's still a pretty darn good hockey player. And when he is at the top of his game, he's the type of guy that can turn it around offensively. He's working big time on his defensive skills. That was always the knock on Austin Matthews, was that he was more of an offensive player than a defensive player. But he's learning that part of the game. And if he can stay healthy, I think he can join that group. But right now, those four guys, plus Sidney Crosby, and I kind of put Crosby in the number five spot in that list, only because of his age. He's still a great player, and he's still a great team player and a great leader, but I don't think he's the individual star that he was 15 years ago. But, you know, father time catches up with every athlete, and Sidney Crosby's getting into that late 30s stage where it's going to start showing on him. They have to be careful about the minutes they play him. He's a big reason Pittsburgh is having the season that they're having, a much better season than any of us thought they would be having.
John, how big of a loss for Dallas is Tyler Seguin? You know, he tore his ACL, so he's pretty much done for the rest of the year, but how big of a loss is that going to be for Dallas?
I think it's pretty safe to say that he's done for the year. That's certainly the prognosis that has been making the rounds in the newspapers and in the media here in Canada. He's a good player, and he's a really good player on a really good team. But that is a team that has a bunch of really good players, which is why they are as good a team as they are. They will miss him. There's no question about that. But it's not like the Oilers losing McDavid. It's not like the Leafs losing Matthews. It's not like the Blackhawks losing Bedard. And, you know, I go on and on with, you know, one name per team. And I think Seguin is a good player, but, you know, he's also been around a few years. He's not the hockey player that he once was. He plays a big role on a really good team, and that, I think, is a big factor. Yes, they're going to miss him, but there's a ton of guys on that Dallas team that can step up and fill that void.
Again, that's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. Real quick, I just got to ask you, as far as the NHL award watch, in your opinion, who's leading for the Hart, the Norris, and the Calder?
Well, there's a great question. In terms of the Hart right now, I'd have to go with MacKinnon for a lot of reasons. Best player in the league, in my opinion, on the best team in the league, in my opinion, and dominating that team and that league at both ends of the ice. So I would have to think that right now he would be the leading guy for the Hart. The Calder, that's an interesting question. You know, there's a couple of goaltenders that have actually played quite well. And, you know, one of them, I'm thinking here of Askarov with San Jose. He's made 19 starts, and I think he's won 10 games. And a guy I saw last night, Jacob Dobe, with the Canadiens, has made 14 starts, and he's won 10 games. So you have to kind of think there's a couple of goaltenders in the mix. But in terms of rookies, you know, boy, there's a ton of them right now that are playing very well. Ivan Demidov in Montreal is looking like he's going to be the real thing. Beckett Senecky with Anaheim looks like he's going to be the real thing. Matthew Schaefer with the Islanders, the first pick overall. is playing exceptionally well, that Ryan Leonard in Washington is playing exceptionally well. So I think there's a whole bunch of them there. In terms of the Norris, I think you've got to stick with the usual guy, and that's Cale Makar of the Colorado Avalanche. To me, he's head and shoulders above every other defenseman in the league, certainly from an offensive standpoint. And once again, he's got the benefit of playing on an awfully good team and getting good results as a result of being on that good team.
Interesting. I didn't hear you mention Celebrini or Bedard when you were mentioning any of these guys, and they got to be right there next to McKinnon, no?
Well, they have, but they're still young, and neither of them is playing on an exceptionally strong team. There's a lot of pressure on both of those guys to do well and sort of be the savior for those teams. They're having really good seasons, no question about that. I mean, I'm particularly impressed with the fact that Bedard and the Blackhawks have improved so much over last season in what I think is probably the strongest division in terms of the National Hockey League. I think the Blackhawks are fourth or fifth. I think Utah's fourth and the Blackhawks are fifth. We all thought that the Blackhawks would continue to sit at the bottom. Celebrini is a very special player. I think he's third in scoring overall at the moment. He's a real good candidate to be on Team Canada at the Winter Olympics. I'm very interested to see if they do take the plunge and take him probably as a fourth center or a backup winger or something along those lines. I don't think he's going to be one of the top guys. McDavid, McKinnon, Crosby are going to be your 1-2-3 centers. So Celebrini has a chance to be in there. I think they will take him primarily to give him the experience because he's the type of guy that 4 years from now might be the backbone of an Olympic team.
Great stuff, John, as always. We'll catch up next week. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Always fun. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey. That's why we have him. We also talk Major League Baseball, and definitely we're going to have to do that relatively soon with the winter meetings coming. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we'll get into more college football, maybe college hoops, and maybe even some NBA. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get Mike Wilson, you get Andy Dorf, and maybe we get you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro, let's go into NCAA football a little bit more. So, in your humble opinion, from everything that took place with the conference championship games, which one was the most detrimental to a particular team's resume and as far as going to the college playoff and the 12 teams? So, who is out, in your humble opinion, I guess, is what I'm asking.
It's funny. I was talking with our producer before we came on the show about this exact thing, and my cynical look at this, Andy, because we're talking about college football, because college football and the people in charge of it sometimes, or a lot of times, don't make sense. I think Notre Dame's in. I think Miami is out, even though Miami beat them head-to-head, and our producer and I, we both agreed, like, head-to-head has to mean something with this. Do I want Miami to get in? I really do. But when you have Notre Dame, the brand, the fans, the money, the attention that they bring, it's on a different level than Miami brings. And just my cynical point of view on this is that Notre Dame gets in, Miami and probably BYU get left out. And is it James Madison?
James Madison has got to get in, and
yeah.
So that's gonna knock somebody out, and ultimately, to me, that would knock BYU out for sure. Okay.
So
in my humble opinion, after what we saw on Saturday and from the other games, I've got Indiana as the number one overall seed. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely fair. Okay.
I've got Indiana number one. I'm gonna go with Georgia number two because of the way that they were able to manhandle Alabama. I'm going to put Ohio State at three because at the end of the day, they lost by 3 points, and you could probably make an argument that they could have got the game into overtime. That was a terrible missed field goal. I don't know what the hell I was watching there.
But it does
happen. Then I'm going to put Texas Tech. I got them as my number four overall. Then I'm going Oregon. Then I'm going the Lane Kiffin-less Ole Miss. That's where I got them. Then I'm putting Texas A&M behind them. Then I've got Oklahoma. That's where I'm going. From there, I'm putting Notre Dame. I got Notre Dame as my ninth team. And I've got Miami as my 10th team. And then my 11th team is Alabama. And then I would have BYU, but I'm taking them out. I'm putting James Madison in. Do I have it right? Is that the way the committee's going to see it?
I hope so. That's how they see it. But once again, you can't promise anything with what this committee is going to look at. I was disappointed yesterday in how BYU played. I mean, that game was 13-7, and then all of a sudden, that quarterback for BYU was throwing picks. He was fumbling the ball, or the running backs fumbling the ball, and it just went like a cheap tire fire on them, and they never looked back. The team that I was impressed with yesterday was the same as you, Georgia. They just manhandled my Alabama team. And then Texas Tech, man, that offense, that defense that they have, they're going to smack you around. You're going to know when you've played Texas Tech. And let's remember, the only loss that Texas Tech has is to your Sun Devils. Your Sun Devils solved the Texas Tech dilemma, and I don't know who in this tournament is going to be able to solve that, because Texas Tech is going to be a tough out. But I'll tell you what, Indiana, man, those Hoosiers showed me something yesterday. I mean, that game was a defensive game. You and I were texting kind of during the game. You're like, yeah, it's a defensive game. You like that kind of thing, LOL kind of deal. And, you know, there was a play late in the game where Mendoza threw the ball downfield a good 25, maybe 30 yards, right over the shoulder of the DB, right into the receiver's hands. And that, to me, I was like, game over. Like, they're going to win this. That Mendoza kid, I think he's going to win the Heisman. He's had Heisman moments. He had a few of them. He had a couple of them yesterday in that game. And what can you say about Coach Cignetti? That guy comes in, one of his opening interviews, they ask him about trying to turn this around, and he goes, if you look at my record, what do I do? All I do is win. And he's brought that belief system. He's had the buy-in from the kids, the staff, the fans, everything. If Cignetti is not the coach of the year, I don't know what the issue is. That guy deserves all the money that he's going to be getting from Indiana and all the praise, because he's led a program that you and I both know, and you being a Big Ten guy, you grew up in Big Ten territory. Indiana was a basketball school. Now you can make the argument they're kind of turning into a football school. He's changed the culture. He's changed the line of thinking, and I'm just impressed with what Coach Cignetti has been able to do in a short 2 years.
The only team in all of college football that went undefeated for the whole year is the Indiana Hoosiers. So kudos to them. Unbelievable win. Great win for them in Indianapolis last night against the Ohio State Buckeyes. And I think that they are the overall number one seed now. And we'll have to see here in the next 15 minutes or so when they all do come out. But I'm very curious to see how close I've got this thing. And I would put JMU in there as the number 12 team. So we'll see how it all shakes out. We'll see what happens here. And you know, in this hour number two.
Let me ask
you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What if they don't put JMU in, but they put Vandy in? Does Vandy deserve to get there?
I don't think so personally.
I know.
You know, you got to reward teams, okay? JMU had to play a conference game, right? They have one loss on the season. I think you need to reward them. And I also think, you know what? In this world that we're living, variety is the spice of life, my friend. So let's get some new freaking blood in there. And I'm all about it. And at the end of the day, we know they're going to change this again. It's going to be 16 relatively soon. So a lot of this will get taken care of on itself. But ultimately right now, I think you need to reward that team and give them the opportunity to go out there and have their 15 minutes of fame. That's really what I think. So I would love to see JMU in the tournament, because at the end of the day, they won their conference tournament. They have one loss on the season. They're a top 25-er. Give them a shot. Give them a break. Let's see what happens. Let's see them go up against the big dogs. And the big dogs have everything to lose, and they've got nothing. They've got everything to gain. So I'm all about it. Hey, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, who's your dark horse to win this thing? Who's your dark horse?
Look, I don't know if there's so much of a dark horse, but there's two teams that I really think have a legitimate shot to win it, that are outside of, you know, the Ohio States and the Indianas. I personally think Texas Tech has everything you need to win a national championship. In every facet of the game, they are very good. We're not talking about Oregon that much. I think they're sneaky good. Ole Miss, look, I know that they've had the situation, but that's a good football team, man. And then I'm going to say it, man. I'm sorry. A&M. But Well, Texas A&M would be another. And then my other one would be, in all honesty, Notre Dame. They can score with anybody. They can play defense pretty darn well. And I love their coach. So outside of Indiana, Georgia, and Ohio State, yeah, man, I truly think there are some teams that have a legitimate shot, like a Texas Tech, a Texas A&M, maybe even a Notre Dame. Like they could run the table. So look, we're gonna have some fun, man. It's gonna be good stuff. Don't get me wrong. I want to switch gears real quickly with you. Talk some NBA real fast in the last couple minutes, because we don't have much time. Eastern Conference right now, the Knicks are making their move. I don't know if you've noticed this as of late, though. I mean, last week, I think when we talked about it, they were in like the 5 or the 6 spot. They're now up to the 2 spot, only 3 games behind the Detroit Pistons, who are playing incredibly well so far this year. And then look at that, man. You're Boston Celtics, top 4, bro. Congrats.
Yeah, congrats. Hey, look, they're playing good basketball in the past, I don't know, week to 10 days. They beat Detroit, the Knicks, Toronto. Like, they've had some good victories. They've won some on the road. And all of a sudden, they're just scoring points. I mean, they had 125, 126 against the Lakers the other night, where they just beat the tires off the Lakers, which I'm always for. And then they scored 146 against the Bullets. Oh, not the Bullets, but the Wizards. Excuse me, I'm going old school with my reference. So they're playing good ball right now, and we'll just knock on wood and just kind of keep our head down. And you know, if you take a look at the top 6 teams in the East, they're only separated from first to sixth by 5 games. Like, it's not, you know, there's competition here from 1 through 6, and there's a ton of games left. So this, I mean, as much as I like seeing my Celtics play good ball and all that kind of stuff, this could go left on us just as quick. So keep your head down, Boston. Just keep playing good ball, team ball, and we'll see what happens down the stretch.
On the other side, OKC 22-1. The only loss they had was a game where they're up 22 points on Portland. Somehow lost that game. In the mix for the best record of all time for sure. The Lakers right behind them, along with the Denver Nuggets, and then the Rockets. And then San Antonio has been playing really well. Yep. Lost one the other day, but they've been playing great. Minnesota playing well, too. The West is fun, man. It's really good stuff. All right, I hear the music. We got to take that pause, the final pause for the cause here. This hour, we'll come back, we'll wrap it up, and then obviously hour 2, all about the NFL, baby. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and maybe we get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. You can get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. I want to address something, Mike, that has been out there for 10 years. And I think you know where I'm going when I said that immediately. And it's the Giannis Antetokounmpo drama that continues to go on. And I got to tell you, man, I'm bombarded by people at times with stupid commentary and lame commentary about, oh, these guys are saying this, the Sham says this, Windy says this. I don't give a rat's you know what these guys are saying, okay? At the end of the day, man, I've been right for 10 freaking years. He has gone nowhere. He's in Milwaukee. He's in Milwaukee until he's not in Milwaukee, okay? And at the end of the day, honest to God, he's almost an immovable object, guys. At the end of the day, think about what you're giving up and think about what you're going to get in return. So I hate to say it, but I really think no matter what, under any circumstances, you do not move on from each other. There is a loyalty, there is a love, and there is something that's more beautiful here than a guy wanting to go somewhere else and potentially win a championship, which I think, in my humble opinion, is very unrealistic. At the end of the day, what do you have to give up to get him? And what are you giving away to get him? It just, in a lot of ways, I'm sorry, but there's certain things that are immovable forces. And in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson, this is one of those. What say you, real quick?
I'm going to say it really quick for everybody talking about where he's going to be going. This is like a wet dream for them. I'm with you. He's there until he's not. So let's just stop speculating and creating all these wet dreams for people to be like, oh, he's coming to New York. He's going to San Antonio, you know, whatever. He's not until he is. So
I like
it. Shut up about it.
All right, hour two coming up, man. All about the NFL, baby. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. On Tuesday night, we got some actual news coming out of the made-for-TV drama that is the College Football Playoff Top 25 show. The Sun Belt Conference's James Madison is now in the Top 25, joining both Tulane and North Texas of the American Conference, which seems to guarantee that if JMU wins their conference title game against Troy and Duke wins their ACC championship game against Virginia, we'll end up with two Group of Five teams in the playoff. Miami, which is still ranked higher than either team in the ACC title game and beat Notre Dame head-to-head, is still behind the Irish and is hoping for chaos this weekend to make it. After beating a bad Auburn team, Alabama was inexplicably moved up a spot over Notre Dame, which makes it feel like their spot in the playoff is being protected regardless of whether or not they beat Georgia in Saturday's SEC title game. Notre Dame's position, which seemed safe a week ago, is now unstable because if BYU upsets Texas Tech in their game, it's likely the Big 12. And I'm just going to stop there because this is all kind of dumb. At the end of the day, all of the blame for the impending messiness this weekend is on the leaders of these conferences for continuing to hold these completely superfluous title games. They're outdated and tend to hurt the conferences more than help them, as the ACC is finding out. You can't tell me all of these supposedly brilliant minds can't figure out a way to satisfy both the networks and the sponsors by marketing another gimmick week of rivalry games or just expanding the playoff to 16 teams. There's a lot that needs to change in this age of college football, from moving high school signing day back 2 months to changing when coaches are allowed to bail on their programs. Some of the challenges are complex. Others, like getting rid of the old junk that are conference title games, are not. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Hour 2, baby, all about the NFL. Week 14 is upon us, and man, oh man, are the games starting to mean something, and obviously, playoff jockeying, positioning, and who's in and who's out. And the Lions get a big victory on Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys, 44-30. We got some great ones ahead of us today with the Texans and the Chiefs. We got the Packers and the Bears. We got the Steelers and the Ravens. We got the Colts and the Jaguars, baby. What a day for football, Mike Wilson.
Hey, let's not forget, man, that the sneaky game today could be that Bengals and Bills game up there in Buffalo. That could be a sneaky good game with big game Burrow back in it and them clinging to playoff. But yeah, you're right. Steelers, Ravens, Colts, Jaguars, and the one that's been just pushed all week, your Packers against those up and coming Bears, man. That's going to be a game. That's get your soda, your nacho, burgers, all that, wings, all that kind of stuff. Sit back and watch good rivalry football today.
I agree, man. It's week 14 of the NFL. We know how the games start to mean a lot more at this time of the year, baby. So we're going to bring you through it all right here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Week 14 of the NFL is here, and the college playoff is being done right behind us. So as that comes in, Mike, if you notice it and I don't, obviously bring it to my attention. But I've got my focus is in a couple of different directions. So we'll probably be able to pick it up when it happens. Real quick, I want to run through the games. Went through a couple of them already, but we'll go through the whole docket. The Seahawks have the Falcons in Atlanta today. The Bengals, like you said, they play the Bills today. That's Joey Big Game is back, so anything's possible. But I think Buffalo is going to be hard to beat in a snowy conditions there. We have the Titans are playing the Browns. That's an interesting one, right? Shadur and Cam going at it, so that'll be fun. Commanders got the Vikings. What a terrible season for the Commanders, man. Just lots of optimism and hope, right, with Jaden Daniels. But unfortunately, dude has had trouble staying on the field this year. So the Commanders are reaping the benefits of that, which means they're not having a good year. Dolphins and Jets, speaking of not having a good year, man, oh man, that's a game we got to talk about today. That's crazy. Okay. Saints and Buccaneers. No Mike Evans once again, so going to be a little tricky for Baker and the boys. Colts, Jaguars. Colts have been reeling a little bit lately. This would be nice for them to get a victory, but playing against Trevor Lawrence and the guys, I don't know. Steelers and Ravens. One of these teams is going to be in first place after today. Pretty shocking when you had the way that the Steelers started. They've been on a slide, and this Aaron Rodgers project is looking more and more like a project to me, to be honest with you. Broncos play the Raiders. That could get ugly. You never know. Bears and Packers, man. We've talked about it a little bit. That one's at Lambeau a little later today. 2:30 game, 2:25 maybe. Rams playing the Cardinals. Rams after a letdown in Carolina. Maybe they have two letdowns in a row, but I don't think so. And then the Sunday nighter, Texans playing the Chiefs. That should be a hell of a game. And then Monday night is the Eagles at the Chargers. So lots of good games today, Mike.
No, there are a ton of great games today, and even on Monday. The Monday night game really intrigues me because there's obviously playoff implications for both teams. And the Eagles got to go all the way cross-country as well. And, you know, we all know the questions that we have with Philly. The running game, the offense is kind of not doing what most people thought it would be doing. And then the Chargers, who knows what you're going to get with the Chargers half the time. I still think, you know, one of the biggest stories is the Chiefs, man. The Chiefs are sitting 6-6, and it looks like they got to win out to even have a shot. And then even they're going to have a lot of help. I still think, you know, today the Rams are here in town in Phoenix playing the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going to get a really ticked off Rams team after the Rams lost last week in Carolina. That should be interesting to see if the Rams take their frustrations out on Arizona. But for me, it's about the Bears and Packers today and the Steelers and the Ravens. So, you know, I mean, that's what I'm kind of gearing up for. What about what say you?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about the MVP race, to be honest with you. And, you know, after last week, or I should say the week before last week, everybody was ready to toss it to Matty Stafford, right? And then they went to Carolina. And he had what I would call a stinker game, right? Where he was throwing picks and they lose and they're supposed to win that game. There's one guy that has been extremely steady all year long. And his team is winning at a clip like basically no other team in the league. Do you know where my head is? I'm just curious. Do you have any idea where my head is?
Hopefully attached to your head, attached to your body. But no, I don't know where you're going with this.
Oh, you're going to know in a quick second. It's the New England Patriots, and it's Drake May. I'm sorry, but this guy to me has catapulted himself into that position where, you know what? He looks to me like the best player in the league as far as how he's managing football games. I am extremely impressed with the New England Patriots. They're back, man. They are absolutely back. They're good in every facet. And Drake May, in my humble opinion, after last week, if he's not, he should be the front runner for the MVP. Am I nuts? Crazy? Oh. Or am I onto something?
No, you're on to something. He should be right up there with all the other names being mentioned, if not the top name being mentioned. I mean, the guy, what they're doing in New England to develop this kid, into the very good, great quarterback that he's showing this year, is something to kind of take notice with, because there were, you know, there's plenty of people, and maybe you and I were maybe in this group of people that when he was drafted, we're like, really? Like Drake May from North Carolina, that's the guy? Okay. But he has shown that he's coachable, that his teammates just love him. He can control the huddle. He knows how to move around in the pocket. He's gonna, you know, he's gonna always keep his head downfield, look for the open guy. He can get out and run around a little bit too. So, you know, there's multiple ways that Drake May is going to be able to hurt you. And obviously he has shown that this season.
Yeah, I'm extremely impressed with the poise, the confidence, the control, the way that he goes about his business out there. It's almost like nothing bothers him. So, yeah, I that's where my head is at right now. And again, there's guys that are climbing as well. And, you know, I was on this before the season, okay? And now you definitely have to know where I'm going with this one, because it's my Green Bay Packers and the way that Jordan Love has played. And it seems to me like Jordan gets better throughout the year, which is awesome, because obviously you want to be playing your best football late in the season. But I would say that Jordan Love has catapulted himself to a top five guy as far as the MVP race is going right now. And if you get a victory today against the Bears and you look pretty darn good, I'll tell you what, it could be Drake May and Jordan Love. Like, and again, you know, let's see what Stafford does against the Cardinals and their defense today. But, you know, he did take a little bit of a hit last week. And there is some room for other guys to put themselves in that mix once again. So, and Jordan Love has been climbing as far as I'm concerned. So the usual suspects, like honestly, like Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, like, where are they, right? It in a weird way, it's almost like, you know, we were ready to just say Josh Allen is the next guy, and then along came Drake right. May, man. You know, it's like, if you're not impressed with Drake May, I don't know what's going to impress you, right? The dude is flat out nails, man. The guy is tough. I hear the music. We got to take a break. We will. Sorry if I was rambling too much there, Mike, but we'll get back at it on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Big Skin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so they are revealing the college playoff so far, and I've got the right teams, but I've got a little mix-up here because they did put Indiana number one, they put Ohio State number two, and then they put Georgia at three, and then I'm going to assume Texas Tech is coming here at number four. So I had the top four, right, just mixing up Georgia and Ohio State, and I think you could go either way with that, to be honest with you. But I would have rewarded the team that won versus the team that lost. And I understand, you know, they lost by 3 points. They missed a field goal. I get it, but you're still kind of rewarding them to a certain degree. And yes, I'm right. Texas Tech is the number four team. Okay, getting back to the NFL, and we'll keep you posted on what happens here down the way. But any thoughts on that, Mike, real quick before we move on?
No, I don't. Look, I don't have any issues with that top four. I mean, it's those teams are going to get their first round bye kind of stuff.
So right.
It's, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you might, a lot of people might switch maybe a couple teams in there, just flip them, flip spaces with them, flip, you know, rankings with them. But I don't have a problem with that at all. It's the drama is going to be at the, like, the 10, 11, 12 spot. Like, what happens
right
there? That's the drama. Yeah.
Right. I'm with you. All right. So moving back into the NFL, and again, we'll keep you posted as Oregon is the number five team. I think I might have had that one right. So anyways, okay, so Joey Big Game Burrow going to Buffalo to play Josh Allen, and we saw the difference with Joey Big Game on the field, man. In a lot of ways,
yeah.
I'm just going to say this. It's too bad, right? It's too bad that he got hurt because I think the Bengals would have been a player. And, we were talking about the MVP a little while ago. I think he would have been a player in that conversation as well. But with that being said, you know, they can play spoiler, right? They can kind of mess some things up here for other teams down the stretch. And they can start with Buffalo today, man, right? So in your humble opinion, how much of a difference does Joey Big Game Burrow make, number one? But number two, how much of a thorn in the side can they be to teams as we move forward, you know, the rest of the way? Can they maybe break some hearts, is my thought. I think they can.
They can absolutely break some hearts. And all you have, you know, with your question, you know, how big of a difference does it make? Just go ask, you know, Chase, T. Higgins, you know, those other players about having him in the huddle compared to who they've had in the huddle. Joe Burrow just exudes confidence. He has a swag to him. He has a confidence to him. It's not cocky. It's just, I've done this before. I know I can do this again. And he knows he has talent on the outside to throw to, some great talent. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, you can argue, could be the best receiver in the game. You know, him and Justin Jefferson kind of go back and forth. But, you know, he has T. Higgins. He has his tight end. Like, it's there for him to do. You know, their chances of getting to the playoffs are slim, but that's all you need is a slim chance. Burrow just looks at it, just give me a shot. You know, okay, if the shot goes away, right, if his chances just disappear, he has no problem going out and breaking hearts. He has zero issue with doing that. And it's good to see Burrow back, because you look at him, Andy, and he's everything you want your quarterback to be, you know, minus the injuries that he's had over the years. I think the issue with Burrow is his offensive line. If his offensive line can hold up and block and give him two and a half to three and a half seconds to make a decision, get rid of the ball, they're good. And I'm with you. I think he's going to go out and break some hearts and kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say the word is dictate, but he's going to have some control over how this playoff seeding is going to go.
I agree. So let's look at the Titans and the Browns for the reason of Cam Ward getting to go up against Shadur. And I think that, you know, potentially we were looking at this in a much different way right before the season, because people had high hopes that Shadur would get drafted high. He didn't. Like, how big is this to Shadur, I guess, is my question to you. You know, Cam Ward is the number one guy, but Shadur has an opportunity to go and say, look, man, there's 32 freaking teams that blew it, right? So, to me, I think this is a really, really meaningful game for Shadur and the Cleveland Browns. And just kind of like to put people on notice, like, this kid, he probably deserved to be done better than he did. So does he play with a really big chip on his shoulder today to go out there and showcase what he has? And am I thinking right? This is a very meaningful game to Shadur. I think it's meaningful to Cam, don't get me wrong. But if Shadur can pull this thing out, he's getting the last laugh, isn't he?
To an extent, I think what Shadur has to do is what he's done his first couple starts, kind of keep his head down, just execute. It's all about execution, right? I mean, that's what every coach at any level of football is going to tell you. It's all about execution. And if Shadur can take the plays from Stefanski and execute the plays and looks like, you know, he belongs, yeah, like I think that he has something there to kind of, you know, raise a finger to some of the people who doubted him. Now, granted, you know, the thing between him and Cam, I don't think there's necessarily a rivalry between the two. There's two different players that approach the game in two different ways, and they're in two different situations. Cam Ward is in a situation where that team is just god awful. Like, he has, there's nothing there for him to really be great. You know, I don't know the words I'm looking for here, but he's struggling because the team is bad. He's already going to be on his second coach because they fired the guy that was there. It's a mess in Tennessee, and if Cleveland can't take advantage of that, then, you know, I don't know what to say about Cleveland moving forward.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk Steelers and Ravens. That's a big one, obviously. It's a division game. The winner is going to be in first place. Aaron Rodgers has looked pedestrian, to say the least, the last few weeks. He's had some awful games, just been bad, blaming things on other people. That's Aaron Rodgers in a nutshell, to be honest with you. But that's the quarterback that they decided to go after in Pittsburgh land, and he's leading the way for them today against the Ravens. And I don't know, man. I think this is obviously, like, this is the biggest game of the year for both of these teams. Somebody has to show up, and I think Lamar will outperform Aaron Rodgers today. I really do. And maybe we'll get to see the version, the MVP version of Lamar, because we haven't seen it all year. It's been ugly in Baltimore, man. It's been like let's be honest. Like, they were supposed to be the Super Bowl contender. That we haven't seen that. Today could be the start of that. Yes or no?
It certainly could be the start of it. They've been hampered, obviously, by injuries in Baltimore and just bad play. Like, both these teams' defenses, I mean, when you think of Steelers-Ravens, everybody thinks of defense, hard-hitting defense, big-time trash-talking. Like, this is one of the best rivalries in all of football, to say the least. And right now, neither team is playing like that. And it's stunning to watch. It's shocking to watch. But I do think Lamar is going to have more in his tank, and he has more athleticism to affect the outcome of the game than Rodgers does. Because Rodgers, like you said, he's been playing very, I want to say average, but you know, you could say below average. And when he starts kind of calling out players, that can divide a locker room real quick, which we all know Aaron's prone to do from where he's been. So we'll see what happens today, but it's really going to come down to which offense for either team is going to show up and which defense for either team is going to show up. Because let's face it, Pittsburgh spends all their money on defense. They have the most expensive defense in the history of their team, or maybe in the NFL, and they're not getting return on investment at all. I mean, that talk about Swiss cheese, leaky faucet, whatever you want to say, they've played very badly.
James Madison is in, baby. They're playing Oregon. Tulane is in, bro. Unbelievable stuff. When we get back, we'll give the reveal of what's going on with the college football playoff, and then we'll get right back into NFL football. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And real quickly, we'll give you the college playoff, and then we got to get into our games. Tulane gets in, and James Madison gets in, which means that Notre Dame and BYU don't get in. I don't have a problem with BYU not getting in. I'll be honest with you. They got manhandled twice by Texas Tech, so they don't deserve it.
Right.
However, Notre Dame, in my humble opinion, whether people like them or not, independent, this, that, and the other, they probably deserve to be in this, but they're not. They rewarded Tulane for winning their conference game, and they rewarded James Madison. And I was all about James Madison. Tulane kind of hits me out of the blue. So that's the only difference I would make. I would put Notre Dame in over Tulane. What say you?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. And to your question that you asked me during the break, Tulane beat North Texas in their championship game. So
there you go.
Yeah, like I don't have a problem with this besides Notre Dame. You know, flip Notre Dame in for Tulane. But other than that, I do think the committee got this right. You know, putting Miami in, I was really wondering about that. You know, so obviously head to head does mean
yes.
Something to them, and that's
yes.
And that's a good thing because that was a question going into this. So head to head does mean something. Ole Miss. Look, Ole Miss being a six seed, okay, they can get past Tulane. They have an offense that can do that. They got a defense that can do that. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, overall, the committee got it right.
All right, Seahawks and Falcons today going at it. Sammy D and the boys going to Atlanta. I'm going to like the Seahawks here to get it done. I just haven't been impressed with the Falcons all year, and rightfully so. We're talking about teams that have completely different records. One's 9-3 and one's 4-8. I'm going to take the team that's 9-3. Give me the Seahawks all day. Mike, are you there? I think I lost him for some reason.
Yeah,
so.
I'm here. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Who do you got, man?
No, I got the Seahawks today. Seahawks going to be looking to go 10-3. I got Sammy D and the boys winning.
Bengals have the Bills. Look, I like the Bills here, but I'll tell you what. It's going to be a hell of a game, man, with Joey Big Game going for him. We saw what a difference he makes the first week he was back. It's going to be similar. It's going to be a tough game, but give me the Bills to pull this one out. They're playing for a whole hell of a lot more than the Bengals are. Bengals are trying to play spoiler. Bills are thinking about the Super Bowl. Give me the Bills.
Yeah, give me the Bills for the same reason. Big Game Burrow's going to try and do his best, but you know, the weather's going to be a factor today. It's snowing pretty good up there, so we'll see how that affects everything.
Titans and the Browns, we did talk a little bit about this matchup of quarterbacks, obviously two rookies, with Shadur finally being the guy there in Cleveland, and obviously Cam Ward has been there all year, and it's been a struggle. As you had mentioned, not a lot of great offensive weapons for him to play with, which has made things pretty challenging. Well, guess what? They're playing against a really good freaking defense. Myles Garrett and the boys are going to be going absolutely nuts, man. So give me the Browns at home today. And I have a weird feeling, but this might get ugly. So give me the Browns today.
Yeah, it certainly could get ugly, but give me the Browns with that defense. Myles Garrett is going to be looking to get 5 or 6 sacks today on that Titan offensive line. So give me the Browns.
Coco Manders playing the Vikings. Look, the Vikings have been anything but good all year long. They made a huge frickin' mistake taking J.J. McCarthy, the young guy, and not signing Sammy D after an unbelievable season for the Minnesota Vikings. I think their problems continue, and they're not playing against a great team. But you know what? The Commanders have shown me something the last couple of weeks where they go out there and they compete and they play hard. They're a little challenged, but you know what? I'm going to take Washington to win this one on the road because I just don't believe in J.J. McCarthy and those guys. So give me the Commanders.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Commanders as well for the same reasons. I just – J.J. McCarthy has to progress here in the offseason and stuff. He just has to get better. I don't trust him right now. So, yeah, for the same reasons, give me the Commanders.
Dolphins at the Jets, 5-7 against 3-9. Here's the deal, okay? The Jets play a lot of fun, exciting games. Like, I'm not going to kid around here. But they usually are that way because they're losing most of the games and they have to play catch-up. I think they're going to be playing catch-up once again. Give me the Dolphins to win this one on the road, man. I don't really care about this game at all, but I'll take the Dolphins to win in East Rutherford, New Jersey today against the Jets. Give me the Dolphins, man.
Even though this is my team in the Miami Dolphins, I don't care about much about this game at all. So, I mean, this wouldn't surprise me if the Jets sneak up and win this game. But give me the Dolphins, better players, better offense, I think. So give me Miami.
Saints and the Buccaneers. Look, I think this is a good spot for the Buccaneers to get a nice victory and, you know, get themselves right there with the Carolina Panthers, which is kind of crazy to be thinking. But, you know, it was like the Buccaneers, I thought they were going to kind of win this division with no problem. But then they had injuries hit them, right? Bucky Irving, Mike Evans, Godwin. Like, they've been bombarded, bro. So I think this is an important game for them. They need a victory. Give me the Buccaneers to win this one at home.
Yeah, I think the Buccaneers win this real comfortably. This is going to be, I think this is going to be a blowout for the Bucs.
Colts playing the Jaguars. Look, the Colts were playing great for a few weeks, a lot of weeks actually, and we were talking about Danny Dimes and how good he was and Jonathan Taylor potentially, either one of those guys maybe being an MVP kind of guy. Things have changed a little bit over the last few weeks. They're 2-3 on the road. They're going to the Jaguars today where they're 4-2. Give me the Jaguars to pull this one out at home, man. They're a home dog. I'll take Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars, that defense, in a hostile environment in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm taking the Jags, man. I feel like the Colts are ready to kind of fall flat on their face because the Jaguars and the Texans are looking pretty hungry. So give me the Jags.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you on a lot of this today, and my apologies for that. But I got
okay.
the Jaguars because look, they're at home. They play better at home. They're hungry. They're trying to get to a spot where they haven't been. So give me the Jags.
Steelers and Ravens, man. This is a fun one, obviously. This is your squad, the Steelers against the Ravens. Maybe that's your squad too. Who the hell knows? But with that being said, I like Lamar and the guys to figure it out against a Pittsburgh team that, honest to God, they're reeling. And a lot of it has to do, I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. You bring Aaron Rodgers in and you get all kinds of weird stuff happening. Well, you know, Mike T was winning a lot of football games with less than average quarterbacks, my friend, right? And now you got this guy and all of his baggage that comes along with him. I think it gets ugly for the Steelers today, to be honest with you. I like the Ravens, and then all of a sudden we're going to be talking about how big of a disaster it was to have Aaron Rodgers come and be your quarterback. Give me Lamar and the boys today.
Yeah, give me Lamar and the boys today as well. I don't trust the Steelers anymore. I just don't. The defense, hell, the Ravens are going to be able to run inside zone or like an outside sweep like 10 times in a row, and Pittsburgh's not going to be able to stop it like they could last week. That the defense has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. I know it's kind of corny, but it's the truth. Give me the Ravens and Lamar Jackson today.
I know a thing about cheese, man. I'm from Wisconsin. I like it, okay? Don't worry about it. You've heard that one from
True
me several times.
True story there.
Yep, you've heard that one from me several times before, so it's a good one. Look, Broncos and Raiders, the Broncos have been really good. Even though their offense struggles, they find ways to win. The defense is elite. Bo Nix needs to figure things out a little bit, but you're playing the Raiders. So I think you might be able to figure some things out. Give me the Broncos to go 11-2 today against the Raiders.
I'm going to go with my homeboy Bo Nix on this one. The Raiders are just god-awful, and the Broncos just need to keep winning and just showing people why they're 10-2 and possibly 11-2 after this week.
Bears and Packers, baby, in Lambeau.
Here we go.
Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Who's going to make less mistakes? Who's going to make a big play? Whose defense is going to come and step up? Micah and the boys are really hungry. Micah's been talking all week. I got to like my Green Bay Packers at home, but I'll tell you what, Mike Wilson, probably closer than the 6.5 that the people are putting out there. Green Bay doesn't really win a lot of games by a lot of points. We've seen in the past with Cleveland where they didn't score a lot. We saw it with the Carolina Panthers where they didn't score a lot and they lost some games. But I think they have what it takes to beat the Chicago Bears today. Again, I think it's closer than the 6.5, but I'll take the Green Bay Packers at home today. Who you got?
Yeah. You know what? I've listened to what Mike has been saying all week. I like the confidence. I like the smack talk a little bit. Give me the Packers today. The Bears are, I believe the Bears do not have Rome Odunze.
They don't. He's out today. He's out.
Yeah, so that hurts that passing attack just a little bit. So give me Jordan Love in the pack, baby.
Rams and Cardinals, you got to like the Rams here in this spot. They had a slip-up last week in Carolina, and I don't think that happens twice in a row. I think these guys will be poised to come in here and pound the Cardinals. Give me the Rams, man, and this might put Matty Stafford back up as the leader of the pack as far as the MVP goes, especially since Drake May is on a bye this week. So give me the Rams.
Yeah, give me the Rams all day. I don't think this is close today. I think this is another blowout game, and the Rams correct the ship.
Texans and Chiefs, we didn't talk a lot about this, but this is a huge freaking game, man. The Texans can put themselves right back in the mix with that division. The Chiefs can keep themselves in the mix as far as the playoffs go, but I'm going to shock you here, my friend. Give me the Texans to win this one on Sunday night in Arrowhead in Kansas City, Missouri. Give me the Texans in that defense, because as you said before, defense travels. I like the Texans and C.J. Stroud to pull it off.
I am going to go with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs get it done. I think they still got to play with their hair on fire. There's a shot for them to get in, and they can go to 7-6. The Texans can drop the 7-6. Give me the Chiefs at home, baby.
All right, last one. Eagles and the Chargers on Monday night. I'm going to take Justin Herbert and the Chargers because I just don't think the Eagles are all that in a bag of chips this year, brother. So give me Justin Herbert, Jimmy Harbaugh and the boys in the Charger land. I'm taking them. Who you got?
Give me the Chargers at home.
All right, we made it through, man. On the other side, we got parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Yeah.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through. And obviously got to thank John Poulter, professor of sports, for joining us to talk NHL hockey. And obviously Robert on the other side of the glass making things possible for us as we are both in Phoenix. He's in San Francisco, man. So that's the beauty of the magic of radio. Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Couple things with my parting shot today. One, college football playoff. Here we go. This is what everybody's been waiting for all year. And Andy, I am with you. Having Tulane in there and James Madison, fresh blood. Who knows? We've seen upsets in the college basketball tournament where, you know, David beats Goliath, the whole thing. And then the second thing, let's not forget what this date in history actually is. December 7th, 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor, one of the worst days in the history of our country. But let's not forget those brave men and women who sacrificed the ultimate to this country.
Hey, that's a good one, man. Very good one on today. Good history lesson for people right there. So great stuff. Look, I've got a couple parting shots as well. First and foremost, yes, college football playoff. I like what you did. I would have made one difference, which would have been Notre Dame, but I think it's cool to reward the Tulanes of the world and the James Madisons of the world. We'll see what they got. Go give it a shot and see if they can battle with the big boys. Like, why not? That's a cool thing. So kudos to everybody that made that playoff. And then obviously the big one, Green Bay Packers today, baby. Go out and assert yourself against this team and get it done like nobody does. As I hear the music, a little different outro than normal, but I ain't mad at you. It's all good. Until next time, keep it close, everybody. We are the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll talk to you next week, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.